We are going to embark on a very, very significant sugya. Today is going to be step one. And what I'm going to do simultaneously is really work through together Meleches Borer and use that as the process by which we are also going to look at the topic of Melacha She'ena Tzricha Laguf. Okay, so we saw the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalid, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, onto Ayin Dalid. The Gemara tells us that Zorah Bar Meraka, it seemed like the same exact Malacha. And then the Gemara says no, and the Rishonim say no. Zorah Bar Meraka, while they are fundamentally the same, they have the same Meleches Machsheves of separating the good from the bad. They both go ahead and separate the bad from the good. However, there are different stages in the process. Either says the Ritvah, based on Rashi, use different instruments. Meraka uses a sifter. Bora is by hand, Zora is with the wind, or Zora Meraka, the different stages in the process, Zora gets rid of the afar, Bora gets rid of the pebbles, and Meraka gets rid of the mursan, the bran. Either way, these are three separate elements in the process, and therefore count as separate and distinct malachos. Now, before we get to the Balamor and the Ramban, I want to go ahead and take a brief, very brief, but important tour. Get some introductory information about Melacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, and then that'll position us to understand and get into the Balamor and the Ramban. So we're going to start with Melacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. Look at Tzadik Gimel Mevez, and the Mishnah there, at the end of the Mishnah, discusses the Isra of Hotsoas Hames. You're not allowed to go ahead and carry on Shabbos, take something from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, and then the Gemara says, what about when it comes to a mace? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that if a person takes a kezayis min ad meis, or a kezayis min ad anavela, ukadosh min asheretz, or a meis an amita, you are chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon is poter. So Tanakama says you're chayiv. The Tanakama we're going to label with a name. We're going to call the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa is chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa is poter. So why is it that Rabbi Shimon says Potter? What exactly is the rationale? So take a look. Shmuel Barg. What's the deal, Shmuel Barg? And that doesn't explain to me what's that doing for you right now, Shmuel Barg. Excuse me?
I'll go look in with Yitzi.
Well, let Yitzi go look in with you. Meaning... Good. I'd rather have, okay. Okay, so, says, no, bring a chair, sit, Yitzi, sit, make yourself comfortable. So says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Pota, afilu b'meis shalom, davar melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, v'kol melacha she'ena tzricha, ela l'salka me'alav, have melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. So what is one of the characteristics, defining traits of Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, says Rashi? What's the key word? There's a key word Rashi uses. Nope. L'salka me'olav. Translate. What is l'salka me'olav? To remove. To get rid of. Anything that is to get rid of is Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. Dibritzono lo balo. You don't want this here. It's not desirable to be here. V'lo hayatzarech la. You don't need it. And all you're doing is what? Getting rid of it. That's called Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. And Rabbi Shimon says, Potter, you're lacking Meleches Machsheves. So therefore, why you have a mace in the house? You're removing it from the house. Why are you removing it from the house? You don't want it here. You don't want it here. Maybe you're a Kohen. Maybe it has a bad odor. You want it out. You want to get rid of it. That, says Rabbi Shimon, is Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. And you're Potter. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're Chayiv in such a case? Because what? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say I'm Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, you're Chayiv? Because did you do it? You did it. You did Hotzah. Did you do it with intention?
Yeah.
You did it with intention. So you're Chayiv. Rab Shimon says, no, you didn't do it because you really want it. You're just getting rid of it, says Rashi, and therefore you're putter. When did we have Malach HaShem Tzuglo Gufa before this year? By we had it by Chofer Guma. When else?
Harvesting the branches.
Very good. Zomer Vitzarek Le'etzim. So we had the question, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you need Vitzarek Le'etzim if Malach HaShem Tzuglo Gufa is Chayv? Okay, that's Rashi. Now, if you look at the long Tosfos, we're not going to learn the whole Tosfos, we're going to learn part of the Tosfos. But if you look at Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon Potter. So Rabbi Shimon offers a different definition. Sadi Daladim et Aleph. Says Tosfos, Nire Lari. The Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa Kari. What is Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa Kari? Kishaosa Malacha Ve'ein Tzarech La'osa Tzarech Ke'ein Shayutzricha Ma'ba Mishkan. Ela Le'inin Acher. According to Tosfos, what is the definition of Malacha Hashem Tzricha Lagufa? Yeah! Okay, every one of the Malachos has a defined purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. If you do it for the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan, that's a malacha hatzricha lagufa. If you do it for a different purpose, it's malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. Now, I'm just going to ask you just to make sure you understand. Which definition, that of Tosfos or Rashi, is easier to work with? Yeah! And why? Why? Yeah, the only challenge is now you have to know for every one of the 39 malachos what was its tachlis and purpose in the Mishnah. Correct. So Tosfos is conceptually easier, but now you have to figure out for every single malacha what was its tachlis in the Mishnah. Yeah?
According to Tosfos, can a toldo have a malacha?
Wow. Binyamin Zinkin. I got to send a text to your father. Give him a little nachas. Wow. What an unbelievable comment. Holy smokes. It's on fire. Ouch.
Natural.
He's going to melt the plastic. Holy smokes. This wood is going to come burning down. He's asking an unbelievable kasha. I don't know if you appreciate the profundity of your kasha, but if you do, like, you go in places. Tolda, what's the din of a tolda she'ena tzricha lagufa? Wow. Tolda she'ena tzricha lagufa. Is there such thing? You see, if everything is like Tosfos, according to Tosfos, what's the Malach Shem Tzvil Gufa? How is done the Mishkan? Well, we're told those done in the Mishkan.
No, by definition.
They were not done in the Mishkan. And therefore, maybe you can't even have a tolda. Maybe there's no such thing. The concept just doesn't compute. I don't want to do this now, but watch this for a second. For a second. What's the difference between a malach and a tolda? Oh, you heard yesterday's shir. Very good, Gabi. What's the difference between a tolda and an av malacha? You're right. Give me an example of a give me your paradigmatic av zorea. Give me a told of zorea.
Water.
Watering. What do they share in common?
What?
What do they share in common? They share the tachlis. Where do they differ? The pa'ula. Now, if you have a tolda, she'ena tzricha l'gufa. What is ena tzricha l'gufa? What is the malacha she'ena l'gufa? How does it differ than the av?
It doesn't have the same
time. It has the same what? It has the same pa'ula, but it has a different tachlis. So a tolda she'ena tzricha l'gufa now doesn't share the pa'ula, because it's a tolda, doesn't share the tachlis, because it's ain't a tzrich l'gufa. So what's left? Nothing. Nothing's left. So that Binyamin Zinkin's question is like a whole sheer klali in and of itself. I'm not going to give it now, say it overall now. We're not going to do that now, but it's not mutter. But it'll be an iser d'rabbanan. But we'll see a razzle-dazzle. Shechter has his razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah, where he distinguishes between malachos d'rabbanan and gzeros d'rabbanan, and a tolda shen etzrich l'guf is going to be a gzera d'rabbanan, not a malach d'rabbanan. All flowing from Binyamin's little pithy comment. Wow. Yeah!
But doesn't it sound like now, regarding this question, that it would seem like according to one
Let's get there, Avi. Okay? Okay, Rabosai, you with me? Okay, good. Okay. Silver. Sit up.
Silver.
I know. Okay. Rabosai, so Tosis and Rashi have a different definition of Eina Tzricha L'gufa. And let's take a look, a few lines of Tosis. So Tosis says, Hotzos HaMeis. Why is Hotzos HaMeis Eina Tzricha L'gufa? Someone answer. Let's go. Let's do this quickly. Why is Hotzos HaMeis Eina Tzricha L'gufa? In the Mishkan, they wanted the object specifically in the destination location. When you're motzi meis, do you care where it is, or do you actually care where it's not? You want it out of here, but you don't care that it's there. Yafet. Tzad nochosh shelo yeshachenu. You have a snake that is about to bite you, and you trap it. You put a kli on it, you trap it. Says Tos nochosh shelo yeshachenu. Why?
You don't want the snake.
You don't want. So why is it about changing the gufa?
Because you're keeping it away.
I said according to Tosis. In the Mishkan, why did they do Tzeda? Because they wanted the animal. Why are you doing Tzeda? So it doesn't bite you. Different tachlis, you're not in a tzrich l'gufa. Will Rashi agree with the conclusion? Is trapping a snake so it doesn't bite you, Mach Shenzu Gufa? Yes. Why? Because what are you doing? Lesalka me Olav. You're removing it from you. Pitsona lobalo, Malacha Shenzu Gufa. Yafet. Harigas Mazikin. You have some kind of dangerous vermin that you kill. Same idea. Why'd they kill the Mishkan? Because they wanted the object, they wanted to use the object, etc. He brings a bunch of examples over here. You have, let's talk about Chofer Guma. So the Gemara tells us, Chofer Guma ve'ena tzarech ela la'afra is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. According to Tosas, why is Chofer Guma Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Then! No. I know you didn't hear the question. Yeah.
Because they're not
In the Mishkan, always when Tosis, you always start with in the Mishkan.
In the Mishkan, you did.
Harisha was for what purpose?
To plow
for the hole, for the, because you wanted the karka.
Right. So now, when you're doing this, you're not doing it for the hole; you're doing it for the dirt.
Right. Malach Shem Zulgufa, classic case according to Tosis. Yafemo. Okay. So Tosis goes through all of the malachas to prove his thesis. Now skip to the end of Tosis. The last 5-6 lines, he brings Rashi. And he says, V'Rashi depiresh dibertsona lo haisa balo v'lo hayat tzarech lo shein ala saka me'olav k'mo tzad nochash lo yishachenu o mechabe gacheles shelo yazuku barabim. Let's say you have a fire in the middle of the public thoroughfare and you extinguish the fire. That's a case of, do you want the fire?
No.
Birtzon lo balo. You're getting rid of the fire. And therefore, that's a malacha. She'en a tzrik l'gufa. Going to Rashi. It is, but it's en a tzrik l'gufa. You don't want, you're getting rid of the fire. You're doing kibui. You're extinguishing the flame because you want to get rid of it. You want to be mesalik. When is kibui according to Rashi and Malacha at Tzrik L'Gufa? My house is burning down, Chas V'Shalom, and I go ahead and extinguish the fire. Is that a Malacha at Tzrik or Ein at Tzrik L'Gufa? It's Ein at Tzrik L'Gufa. Ein at Tzrik L'Gufa. Why? Because what am I doing? I'm getting rid of the fire. I'm getting rid of the fire. I'm being masalik the fire. That's Ein at Tzrik L'Gufa. So what is a malacha at tzricha l'gufa when it comes to extinguishing a fire? It's the following. Let's say, it's a little subtle, but you want coals. Coals are good. Fire is bad, coals are good. So you extinguish the fire so that you create, you have coals. That is a malacha at tzricha l'gufa.
Point to Rashi.
Point to Rashi. Yeah! Was there a hand up? Oh, no. No, I'm going to wait on you. Wait. So let's finish up. So then Tosis asks a series of kashas. Let's go to the end. Last two lines. Rabosai, how did they do Korea in the Mishkan? Tearing. Where, for what purpose was Korea done in the Mishkan? We didn't do this yet.
For the curtains?
Excellent. Arya says correctly. They used to have tears in the curtain sometimes, moths or whatever. They would give it a tear in order to sew it better. Says Tosis, when you tear like that, is it tzricha and it's tzricha l'gufa? It's tzricha l'gufa. Why is it tzricha l'gufa? Because that's it in the Mishkan. So if you tear to fix a hole, korea amanas lit for, that is tzricha l'gufa. According to Rashi, do you want a hole in the curtain? No. Is that desirable? No. So when you tear, you're just kind of being mesalik. This is what Tosis writes. V'chein yiriyah shenofal darna, almanas lit for, debitsono lo haya nofelba. You wish there was never a hole here in the first place. V'chein tofer, beged karua. You sew up a torn beged. You don't want a torn beged. You don't want a torn beged. Dibitsona lohaya karua. So elat sarek lefarish kidipi Rashi. So Tosa says, forget Rashi, my pshat is more correct. Okay, that's the background. That's the background. Now, what I want to use, that background, is now to get into our sugya a little bit. Rabbi says, simple question. very, very simple question. Is Borer a malacha hatzricha or ain't hatzricha laguf? Don't blurt out an answer. Is Borer a malacha hatzricha or ain't hatzricha laguf? Well, tell me, what did you see in the Baal HaMa'or, the Murakot? Yes, May. He says it's a malacha she'ena tzrikha lagufa. And nevertheless, what? And nevertheless, you're still chai. Even though it's a malacha she'ena tzrikha lagufa, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. You have 36 malachas that malacha she'ena tzrikha lagufa is potter, according to Rabbi Shimon. And you have three malachas, Zore, Bor, Merakeh, where malacha she'ena tzrikha lagufa nevertheless is chai. Why does the Baal HaMa'or maintain that Borer is an exception to the rule and Malacha, and even though it's a Malacha Shein Tzrikha Gufa, it's still Chayv? Yeah, Mayor, bring it home. You're already giving like, you're two steps ahead of me. I'm trying to be a little pedagogical over here, so I'm going to do it step by step. Why does the Baal HaMa'or say Borer is a malacha shein tzrikha laguf? You're saying why it's chayv, nevertheless. I'm asking why is it a malacha shein tzrikha laguf? But is he operating with Rashi or Tosfos?
Rashi.
This is clearly the vision of Rashi. You have a mixture of bad and good. And what are you doing now? You are getting rid of the bad. Give me the Hebrew terminology. L'salka me'olaf. Pirtsono lo hayabola. You wish it wasn't here. You wish you had a clean bowl of cereal without schmutz in it. But you got schmutz in it. You get rid of the schmutz. Malacha shen tzrikha lagufa. And nevertheless, you're chai. Nevertheless, you're chai. Says the Baal HaMa'or, that is squarely Rashi's sheet. Comes along the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban inside. Says the Ramban. The Ramban is found in the Chidushim and Daf Kuf Vav Med Av. He says, Ein ani omer kein. I disagree with this Baal HaMa'or. Who was the Baal HaMa'or, by the way? Nope. Also known as the Raza, Reish Zayin Hey, Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi. Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, one of the Gdolei HaRishonim, early Rishon, lived in southern France, Provence specifically, and was a very, very huge Talmud Chacham from a very, very young age. So the Baal HaMa'or and the Ramban used to defend the attacks of the Baal HaMa'or. Baal HaMa'or used to attack the Ravid and the Rift, and the Ramban used to come to the defense. So it comes on the Ramban and says as follows: Ein ani omer kein, demila vade malacha tzrikha lagufa. Rabbo said, bris mila. Let's talk about bris mila. Baby's sick, can't have a mila bizmana. You're going to do a mila shalom bizmana. Baby gets better. Boom. It's a Shabbos. Do you do bris mila on Shabbos?
No.
Why? Because it's some kind of malacha, presumably dough rice. Asks the Ramban, really? Is it a malacha dough rice? What are you doing when you do bris mila? You're getting rid of something you don't want. You're getting rid of something you don't want. What are you going to do with the orla? You're going to chuck it. So therefore, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha Lagufa, according to you, Balamor. But that's just not true. That's not true. So Mila is a raya against. I don't know why, but it is. Are you allowed to cut your fingernails on Shabbos Kodesh? Nope. You're going to use your fingernails after you cut them? You're going to collect the nails and do something with them? No. What are you doing when you cut your fingernails? What are you doing? You have long fingernails. What are you doing? I'd be very, very happy if my fingernails never grew. I'd never have to cut them. Be very good smack. But it gets too long, and now you have to... You have to remove them. You have to massage like that, which is Ritzon Lobolo. Haircut. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. I'd rather not have to groom. Just go ahead and get... You're getting rid of that, which is extra. Yet, the Gemara says that when you cut your fingernails, take a haircut, that l'chor is an isser. L'chor is an isser. The Rabban or the Raisa? L'chor is an isser. The Raisa, says the Ramban. Uma doma lazeh notu tzipana b'kli v'chein sfamo shuchai mishum told it the gozes. Afal pishen etzarach l'guf atziponan v'aser. Melach atzik l'guf anikres. And then he says a bombshell. V'chein hazoreh v'haboreh. Ooh. This is a whole family of Isurim. Cutting fingernails, bris mila, taking a haircut, zoreh boreh merakeh. You're all doing the same thing. What are you doing? You're getting rid of that which you don't really want. What does the Baal HaMor say? Malacha, Shena Tzricha Lagufa, and Bor is the exception. And you know what he might say? Cutting your hair, cutting your fingernails, I don't know, we'll have to learn it. Is maybe Nisadra Baban, maybe. I don't know. Malacha, Shena Tzricha Lagufa, maybe. Says Ramban, no. These are Isurei Doraisa. And they're all domos lamila. And they're all like mila. So I both say, could you explain to me why, says the Ramban, all of these, we'll start with Boris, since that's our main topic. Why is this a malacha hatzricha laguf? Now we could talk about haircutting too. Why is haircutting a malacha hatzricha laguf? So you could tell me the Ramban learns like Tosis. And if you say the Ramban learns like Tosis, so in the Mishkan, if this is how they did it, this is why they did it, it's a malacha hatzricha laguf. You could solve the problem that way. But I think if you read the Ramban carefully, you'll see that's not what he's saying. So what is the Ramban's thesis? Yes, Mr. Kimmel.
He's doing the action to the hair.
What?
He might not need the cutting, but he's doing the action to the hair.
He's doing the action to the hair.
He's cutting
the hair. He is removing the mace. He is trapping the snake. He is killing the bug. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that instead of, he doesn't need the hair after he's cutting it.
That's true.
But he's doing action to the hair and nothing else. When he's not doing it for anything but the hair. When he's
doing it for the hair? Why is that any different than Borer?
In Borer, you're separating something to get to another thing. You're doing this action on something else, and the couple is whatever.
I'm going to twist Noah Kimmel's statement. Okay? I'm going to totally turn it upside down. This is not what the Ramban means, but it's a 100% great shot. This is not what you're saying, though. I'm turning what you're saying upside down. How do you define the malacha of taking a haircut? Define it for me. Yeah. Okay, so there's two ways you can define it. One way you can define it is get rid of the bad stuff. In that case, says Noah Kimmel, what's the heftza of the malacha? The bad stuff. And according to Rashi, what are you going to call that, l'chora? Malacha shenitzvi kloguf. Because what are you doing? You're... But maybe that's not really what's going on. You know what you're doing when you're taking a haircut? You're not getting rid of the bad stuff. It's not getting rid of the bad stuff. It is tikkun haguf. It's making the head super duper handsome. It's tikkun hayad when you cut your fingernails. And when you do borer, what is it?
You're enhancing the good, but
give me the good. You're talking Hebrew. It's tikkun ha. There's psolas and there is ochel. It's tikkun ochel. You're not getting rid of the bad. What are you doing? You're enhancing the ochel. And maybe if that's how you define the malacha, then this is called a malacha ha. It's not getting rid of, it's food enhancement. It's head enhancement. It's fingers enhancement. Why is bris milah not a malacha shenitzvich lagufa? You're not getting rid of the orla. You are performing the mitzvah of milah. And that's, of course, a malacha hatzricha lagufa. Noah, do you see this is the exact opposite of what you're saying? Okay? That's a very, very good shot. That's a very good shot. I don't think it's what the Ramban is about to say. But that's a great shot.
I thought that's what the Ramban said.
You think so?
That's what I thought.
Okay, maybe so. Let's see the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban. The Ramban finishing up. And with this we will close. Says the Ramban, Ukvar demaisi ze legoizes. Vinotel sarvitsi barnov. Ah, you're right. Bein letaken gufo uliyapos atzmo. Bein letzorech haseyar vaagiza. Kula malacha tzikol gufo. Yes, this is what the Ramban is saying. In other words, what the Ramban is telling you is, this is a tikkun haguf. Tikkun haseyar, tikkun haochel, tikkun hamila. And therefore, it's called a malacha ha hatzichah. Just to bring this home, this is Yusham. Yusham is next on your Maariv Makomos, number 3. I'm going to start with this Yushami tomorrow. I'm going to mention it now, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. But Yushami writes as follows: Amar Rabbi Yudin. Yesh shehu borer tzroros kol hayom. A person can be sitting and clearing away pebbles all day long on Shabbos. Ve'eino mischayev. And he won't violate any issur d'oreis. Clearing away pebbles, all day long. And then he says, and yesh shehu notel kigrogeres. And there's another guy who's just taking a small amount, a grogeris, a fig's worth, and miyad mischayv. And he's going to be chayv right away. It's a paradox. The Shamik gives me a paradox. You can be borer all day long, and you're not chayv. You can just be borer a little bit, and you're going to be chayv. Paradox. What's the pshat? How does that work? How does that make any sense? I'm not dealing with that right now, but I'm setting you up for tomorrow. We're going to start with that Yerushalmi tomorrow. Tomorrow. Okay? That you'll have to chazer this up. We did a lot today. We got to chazer this up. We begin the Yerushalmi tomorrow. And I'd like you to also consider a little bit. We gave, so far, how many pshatim do we have now in, let's just, one more minute. If I were to ask you, taking a haircut on Shabbos. According to the simple understanding of Baal HaMor, what's the din? Simple understanding of Baal HaMor, what's the din? It's a malacha sheh, ein atzrich lagufa, and therefore you should be patur. And who's understanding that based on? Rashi. According to the Ramban, what's the din? Chayiv. Why? Because it's a malacha hatzrich lagufa, because the object of the malacha is not the hair, but rather the tikkun haguf. Tikkun haguf. Borer, everyone agrees it's chayiv, but the Baal HaMor says because it's an exception to the rule, and malacha hatzrich lagufa nevertheless is chayiv over there, but everywhere else will be patur. Is there any way to understand Rashi's definition of malacha sheni tzrich lagufa, and you're still chai for cutting your hair? And you're still chai for cutting your hair. When you cut your hair, what are you doing? Getting rid of it. So if you're going to donate it, then it's tzrich lagufa, but you're not going to donate it. You're certainly not going to donate your fingernails or your mustaches. Yeah!
Rashi says that, for an example, trapping a snake because you don't want the snake to bite you. What is it? You're getting rid of the snake, but it's a circumstance that you don't want anything to have to do with the snake, you just don't want it to bite you.
Trapping a snake! What's my agenda when I trap the snake?
Save yourself.
I don't to escape from the snake. Is there any other way to abscond from the snake, to have the snake not bite me, other than trapping? Are there other things I could do? Yeah, like what? I could baseball bat it. I could kick it. There are other things I could do to avoid the snake. Is there anything else I could do to avoid the excess hair on my head? Is there anything I could do that's not gozes?
Set it on fire.
Setting it on fire is gozes. You're cutting your hair. It's a different way of cutting it. It's still gozes. So there's nothing, in other words, I think what Rashi is going to tell you, is there anything you can do to fix the hole, chew the hole in the garment? Is birtsono lobala? You wish you had the hole. Is there anything you can do besides sewing it to fix the hole, to get rid of the hole? You're getting rid of the hole. There's nothing you can do. So Rashi will concede that that's called a malacha. Listen to the words. Ha? Tzricha lagufa. If you need the malacha, there's no... You see, by tzedas nachash, shelo yeshachenu, you don't need the tzeda. There are other ways you can go ahead and avoid the nachash. When it comes to your hair, your fingernails, etc., there is no other way. And therefore, even Rashi will call that a malacha. Ha? Tzricha lagufa, because you need the malacha. Okay, boys, so we'll stop here.